Today is Sunday, Easter Sunday, the last day of Holy Week. And as we will see, the story is not over. Our passage comes from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Listen. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The story is not over. The three women are the first to hear the astonishing news that God has raised Jesus. Later, there is more news, that Jesus has appeared to Peter, and then to the 11, that he has joined two despondent followers on their walk to Emmaus, that he has appeared to others. As Peter later put it, the Jesus whom men had crucified, God has raised up. The pain, humiliation, failure, abandonment and death represented by Jesus' crucifixion are not the last word. The reality of God has proven to be infinitely greater. And the way to God, advocated by Jesus, has won. Jesus has been resurrected. The suffering and death of Jesus were very real. But his resurrection points to an infinitely greater reality. What do Easter and the resurrection of Jesus mean to you? Take as much time as you need to pray a prayer of celebration and gratitude.